qualified for the World Cup. Go and compete.
Hello and welcome to a special edition of the Put Them Under Pressure podcast. I'm Kieran. I'm joined with Adrian. We've just finished recording episode number 23 of the podcast. Make sure you go give that a listen on Spotify and YouTube. Now, earlier today, we did give a watch to full-time seasons, A Year with MEK Galaxy, episode 1, which is a series which is quite similar to Sunderland Till I Die. I'm not sure if any of you guys have watched that on Netflix, following a team in the Kerry District, Denny Premier A League.
Denny Kerry District League Premier A.
It's a bit of a mouthful. Yeah. I think I did pretty well first time round. But it follows the team, newly formed team, MEK Galaxy. Kind of a fly on the wall documentary. Very intriguing. I liked it from the off. If you want to give a bit of background and your initial thoughts on it.
So I think they focused on this team because the whole idea is that they had their... They had a youth team, or there was a youth team that was like a feeder club, and then there was a senior team in Killarney, or that general area. Mm. And then they joined the two of them, which has never been done, I think.
Okay.
The senior team, sorry, I should say, was Cedar Galaxy. So now this joint team is MEK Galaxy, and they are, like Kieran said, playing in the kind of Premier Kerry division. But they'd be kind of the underdogs now.
Mm.
So that's the way it's being set up. So you're going to be following... It is very much Sunderland Till I Die. I suppose that was more because they expected Sunderland to go up.
Yes.
This is very much, can this team survive? Mm. So that's kind of the premise that I got from it. Now, this is only episode one, so we don't so much know the players yet. We don't really know how the league is shaping up to be. We know the coach, Dara Regan.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, we have some insights, like they don't have their own ground. You know, they have, I suppose the main thing that happens, not to jump too far ahead, is that they have an FAI Junior Cup clash with Avenue United, who would be one of the top dogs, I suppose, in their... No, it's not even in their division. They're a Limerick team, aren't they?
They are. I think it's even in Munster.
But that they had played them beforehand and lost 10-1. Mm. So they're going back now with, I suppose, just a newly made team, and it's to see how they deal with it, really. So that's the overview.
That's a lovely little overview. Thank you for that. Yeah, I mean, if you guys, I very much recommend you guys going onto the Full Time Productions Facebook page, where you can see episode one and future episodes two. But there is a really good feel to it. I think we touched on him briefly, but one thing that really stood out to me in episode one was the culture that Dara Regan is building. A few very interesting moments too, like with the keeping it on the ground, passing the ball. I played football to a certain level in Ireland, and there was never any coach that kind of stressed the importance of passing the ball. It was very much route one, tackle your man hard, you know, beat him for pace, use your physicality to win games. Whereas this seems to be from very much like, you know, grassroots, that Dara has a vision for this club.
Yeah, he has a quote early on, and I guess it's more focused on the younger lads, but he says, if you need more than, I think he says 3 or 4 touches, you need to find another club.
Mm.
Which I thought was fairly blunt, but fair.
Yeah.
And like he says himself, it's possession. He talks a lot about possession with intent, and all these kind of things, and I think, it, like you were going to say, if you're in midfield and there's no way to go forward, just give it back. Don't hoof it. Mm. It's interesting, actually, that you said about Route 1, because... I don't know, can I spoil it? I don't really want to spoil it, but when they play Avenue United, one thing he says is he's shocked by how good they were in the air.
Yeah.
Which very much says like what you're saying. Mm. In Ireland, and probably, especially as the divisions go down, we're not talking about the fucking top league in Ireland here. We're talking about the Kerry League, you know, the Kerry Lone League, that he was even shocked that they were good in the air. So
it's another thing too, just to build on that being good in the air, is that sometimes it's out of like necessity.
Yeah.
they played on grass. MEK Galaxy, they train on AstroTurf.
Yeah.
Or synthetic pitch. Hugely different. So it makes sense for them to play possession football on the ground. But when they go into clubs that perhaps play on muddy fields, will that kind of tactic come undone?
Yeah.
I guess we'll see.
That's it. And that, I suppose that's what's intriguing, is it is only episode one. I don't know. Do we know exactly how many episodes yet?
5 or 6, I think. But I could be wrong.
I have a half dozen in my head as well. But like I said, we're really only getting to know basic things like that. Like, we've been given the concept. We were given a bit of history as well about the teams that formed to make MEK Galaxy. And we were given a bit of history about their promotions or not promotions and things like that. We also saw, we don't know the players yet, is the thing. But we kind of see them in the bus on the way.
Yeah.
So we're getting a bit of a feel for,
this character's developing, isn't it?
Yeah, we don't even, they've given names, but we didn't take them down, frankly.
No.
But even before this big match, it's kind of, they know where they stand. It's like, we'll have a bit of a day out, we'll do our best, we'll absolutely go and compete, but, we might have a few stops on the way back. And it shows, the stops on the way back. And
yeah.
Had you heard of this Guinness, I think they called it the Guinness G-Gap Challenge. Yes,
I'd never heard of it, but as soon as I saw that, my ears pricked. I was like,
yeah.
I wasted so many pints not doing this.
Do you want to explain it?
It looks as if it's a game, right, where you get a pint of stout or a pint of Guinness, and you know where the Guinness label is on the pint glass. It's to try and line up the top of the head to between the G and the gold bar, I think, below it, isn't it?
I thought it was the head would fit inside the G.
Ah, the head fit, yeah. Basically, it's a game like that where you have to try and line the pint up in one sup.
Yeah.
Of the hundreds of pints of stout we've drank over the years, certainly would have made that first sup a little bit more interesting. Mm. It's definitely, it's a tricky one because you can see what Dara wants to do, but there's also such a variety to that squad. Again, we're only learning the characters, but there was a bit of banter on the after the game in the pub where one of the older lads was saying about how he should have got more game time, which is obviously a very much like a Sunday league problem, isn't it? Where the old fellas usually get the time because they'll kick lumps out of the younger lads. So kind of breaking away from traditions, perhaps.
Yeah.
But then on the flip side, a lot of younger lads too that seem to be wanting to do it for the social side, but also for keeping up a kick around.
And I think it's, the whole thing is a little bit refreshing because we're used to seeing Sunderland Till I Die where they've got proper stadiums and dressing rooms and all this kind of stuff. And the Man City one and the Tottenham one, sure, they've all been big teams.
Yeah.
Whereas this is Kerry football.
Yeah.
This is the soccer league in Kerry, and this is where they play, and this is the kind of football they play. But it is done in a way that does kind of just make you want to go, geez, I wonder how they got on.
Yeah.
And this is the whole thing. Sunderland Till I Die, we knew straight away Sunderland didn't get promoted that year, or got relegated that year. I can't remember the first one. Whereas this, I haven't checked. I don't know if it's even finished yet. We don't know what happened to this MEK Galaxy that have done this innovative joining of teams. Does it work? Because it is stated that they're kind of presumed to be in a relegation battle and that they want to stay in the Premier A.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I'm intrigued.
I am too. The way the league is, they just have to finish outside of the bottom two to get that first year safety. Yeah. They'll definitely build on that if they do. I'm intrigued too because I don't know styles like that, and especially in Ireland where, look at the national team. It's absolute shell shock when Kenny's now playing football with the national team.
With the best players in Ireland.
With the best players in Ireland. It's very much against the grain.
Yeah.
So this could completely backfire on Dara Regan.
Yeah.
I don't know. I think it's very much, in fairness to full-time productions, they very much left it on a cliff edge at the end of episode one to see, where they're going forward. I would love to see them do well. I would really love to see them
do well.
And
that's the thing. It is done in a way, I suppose it is shot well, in my opinion. And even the narration is, I recognize that voice.
I was going to say, that was my only criticism of the entire thing. It feels like I was listening to RTE News.
Really?
He has a very orty accent, you know? Mm. And I felt like he was, you know, this is Pascal whoever on the roadside in Mallow.
I do understand what you mean, but what else would you have?
Oh, I know, I know. It's such a small thing to criticise, yeah. But like, he was the only thing where I was like, yeah, that fella, we could have done without him.
I think if it hadn't been that, I'd be like, ooh, they could have gotten a pro in to do that. You know?
Fair.
Like, if they had gotten you and me to do it, I don't know if it would have worked so well.
Equally, we not. I'm a pro.
We couldn't even say Denny Kerry District League Premier A. Shit. Anyway.
It's true.
Fuck. Yeah, okay. So, like I said, it's a bit refreshing. Like, we don't even talk about the national team. So, to go into something that's, like, just lads playing football.
Yeah.
These aren't professional athletes. Like, it's just lads playing football. And you're kind of rooting for them from the start because of the situation, you know? Yeah. So, I don't know. I would give it a recommendation.
Absolutely.
A thumb up. One and a half thumbs up.
Wow.
Out of two. Maybe that's generous, though.
What, one and a half thumbs?
One and a half thumbs up.
Yeah, but, like, I don't think we've really set out, like, the
marking system.
The marking system for thumbs, yeah.
Well, two thumbs up is the max.
Yeah, but that's what I mean. Is that like, one and a half 75% then? Or is it kind of like...
Yeah.
75%, okay.
I would have thought.
I just think we're limiting ourselves with thumbs. Could we not just do, like, out of 10? No,
yeah. That puts too much pressure on me. I wanted to be vague.
It's 7.5.
Okay, I'll just say we recommend it.
Yes, we do. We strongly recommend.
Well,
sorry.
No, you're getting into we strongly recommend we and
moderately.
Recommend. Okay? We recommend, and you can figure that out.
We recommend in moderation that you check out Full Time Productions.
Yeah. And also reflect on what recommend means.
Yeah. And whether we should use thumbs as a measurement of satisfaction going forward. That brings an end to our, I guess, our little chat about Full Time Productions, A Year with MEK Galaxy, Episode 1. Make sure you check their Facebook page to review what we did and have a look at future episodes too. We are the Put Them Under Pressure podcast. Make sure you support us on YouTube and Spotify. And if our little chat has got you to go watch that video, make sure you leave a like in their comment saying the podcast brought me here. We'll hold you to that because we'll be checking.
We'll come get you.
We'll come get you.
Okay.
You've been listening to the Put Them Under Pressure podcast. For more of our content, make sure that you follow us on YouTube, Spotify, and Facebook. Outro music.
Two thumbs up.
1 3/4 thumbs. Put them under pressure.